www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com. Islamic Creationism on the Rise. Australia, ABC One TV, December 2nd, 2009. ABC One, Australia's official television established in 1932 with worldwide broadcasting, has reported an interview with Adnan Akhtar by Middle East reporter Ben Knight in the Late Line news program dated December 2nd, 2009. In the item titled Islamic Creationism on the Rise, The Effectiveness of the Works of Adnan Akhtar as the Leader of Islamic Creationism was pointed out, and it was noted that Turkey is becoming more religious. Part of the news item cited as follows. Lately, there have been new voices in the Islamic world denouncing Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection. That shouldn't be surprising, I suppose. As in many Middle Eastern countries, religious belief and observances are surging, particularly in Turkey, where our Middle East correspondent Ben Knight met a leading campaigner for Islamic creationism. Adnan Akhtar has carved himself out a niche as the leading Islamic voice against the theory of evolution. Mr. Adnan Akhtar is quoted as follows. Darwinism removed love from the face of the world. It caused the deaths of more than 350 million people. It led to the outbreak of more than two world wars, as well as communism, fascism, and Satanism. It has legalized terror and anarchy. The broadcast went on to say, and he rejects the idea that religion might have caused its own share of conflict and suffering. I asked him about the Crusades and September 11th. Mr. Adnan Akhtar is quoted as follows. All of the people who committed the 9/11 events in America had Marxist tendencies and had Darwinist materialist training in America and England. They believed in Lenin's theory suggesting that terror is the solution. There has never been a war originating from religion. They merely used religion. The news excerpt goes on to say, Adnan Akhtar claims to have published more than 300 books, but that he doesn't take any royalties. But what brought him to the attention of the West was this, his massive atlas of creation. It shows page after page of fossils and compares them with the same living things today, claiming there's been no change and therefore no evolution. And he claims to have single-handedly demolished Darwinism, beginning in his native Turkey. Mr. Adnan Akhtar is quoted as follows. In Turkey, it is now embarrassing to defend Darwinism. In order to defend such a deceit, one should have a really thick skin on his face. That is to say, a person should really be something different in order to tell such an explicit, obvious lie, looking directly into people's eyes. The news goes on to say, Adnan Akhtar says he doesn't want evolution teaching banned from schools. Mr. Adnan Akhtar is quoted as follows. In schools, Darwinism is being taught. But for the children, it's like a comedy show. It just makes them laugh. Additionally, the interview was published on the channel's website as both text and video.